Here's the story of a lovely lady who was bringing up three very lovely girls. All of them had hair of gold, like their mother, the youngest one in curls. It's the story of a man named Brady who was busy with three boys of his own. They were four men living all together, yet they were all alone. Till the one day when the lady met this fellow, and they knew that it was much more than a hunt, that this group must somehow form a family. That's the way we all became the Brady Bunch. The Brady Bunch. The Brady Bunch. That's the way we became the Brady Bunch.
Mike gets back soon with help. When we started out for the Grand Canyon, who would have thought it would end like this? We all had so much fun driving along. Our mistake was stopping in this ghost town and meeting that old prospector. He seemed harmless enough. Until he locked us in the jail because he thought we were going to steal his gold claim. Then he drove off in our car. We finally managed to break out of the jail, but we were still stranded without a car, food, or water. And that's when Mike and Peter left to try to get help. Oh, what if we're stranded here?
Well, look, Alice, we're not doing any good just sitting around. Why don't we do something to try and get help?
Like what?
Well, look, you round up the kids and... Well, I'll think of something.
Boy, I bet we could find lots of loose boards for the signal fire in here.
Yeah, listen, why don't we... Bobby, look at this.
Did it work?
Nah. Maybe it could. Bobby, you see those wires? This phone ran off a battery of some kind. I think we can fix it. Come on.
Where are you going?
To get all our flashlight batteries. Some tape.
Well, one thing's for sure, Cindy. If we're going to be stranded here in Cactus Creek, we're going to need some extra water. Here.
Do you think there's any water in this thing?
Well, they used to get water out of it. We won't know till we give it a try, will we? Okay.
Oh.
Let me help, Mom.
Okay. Atta girl. Hey, we really got it going.
Let's hope an airplane flies over.
How can we possibly spell out help on the ground? It's too hard.
Now, the sun has baked this ground about as hard as one of my biscuits. You can't say anything nice, just don't say anything at all.
We need is one of those whatchamacallums. You know, a jackhammer. Hey, I just remembered. I saw an old plow down the street.
A plow?
Plow?
Bless you.
Come on, Bessie, please.
Stubborn old goat.
She won't move, Alice.
We've got to plow the word help.
But if Bessie won't pull the plow, how are we going to get it pulled?
Okay, kids. You can put me out to pasture. I've had it. I know just how you feel, honey.
Oh. It's okay. I think it's coming, Mom!
Good old H2O.
We better help collect wood for the signal fire.
Yep, I think you're right.
I hope this works. This is it.
You gonna try it now?
Yeah. Boy, now I know just how Alexander Graham Bell must have felt. Here we go.
Is it working?
Yeah. Yeah, I hear it ringing.
Hello?
Help us, please help us. We're trapped out here in the desert in a ghost town.
That's funny. So are we.
Matt, bring it right over here. Swing around, Bobby. That's
it.
It. That's it. Just be careful now. Put it down carefully. There you go. Okay, well, I guess we better light this fire and hope somebody sees the smoke.
Yeah.
Kind of difficult to explain. I think Mr. Brown better tell you.
Well, I'm terribly sorry if I gave you a turn, ma'am. It's just that I figured you was going to jump my gold claim, and I wanted to get into town to file it before you did. I was coming back. Honest, I was.
Yeah, that's true, honey. We met him on the road coming back.
You know, don't be too hard on me, ma'am. I've just been worried sick about this gold claim. I've been digging here for years. I ain't dug enough gold to fill the tooth on a prairie dog.
Well, I guess all is forgiven.
All right, well, I'll better be... Oh, before I do, for the use of the automobile, I'm going to give you 10% of my claim. Oh,
wow!
Great.
Look, that's not necessary. Like I said before, we don't want your gold.
Sure we do, Dad.
Sure. Here it is, all legal-like. Now, it's signed and everything. All you got to do is fill in the details. That's all.
Oh, thanks,
I'll be
Mr.
on
Brown.
My way.
Bye.
What's it say?
Hey, there's just an X here. Only an X.
Oh, yeah. Come on, Bessie, let's go. Go on, you're gonna hit it yet, don't worry.
Well, I guess we can get going again, huh?
Yeah. Goodbye, Ghost Town. Hello, Grand Canyon.
Park our trailer and make our camp.
Where do we see it?
Is this it? Is this it?
Yes, everybody on the right. This is it.
Oh, wow. Beautiful.
Look at the
beautiful.
Oh, wow. Okay, we'll pull up here and stop and take a closer look.
Yes,
okay.
Take care. Don't go.
Get out of the door.
Okay.
Well, let's go.
Oh,
together.
Now, kids, wait. Wait, now don't get too far ahead, kids. Wait for us.
Come on, Alan.
Look at this great place. You can see everything here.
Boy, this really is it.
Wow, would you look at that?
I never imagined it could be this beautiful.
Do you know what the Indian word for Grand Canyon means?
What?
It means mountains lying down.
That's just what it looks like. Mountains lying down.
It's one of the seven natural wonders of the world.
Hey, look, Dad, there's water down there.
Sure.
That's the Colorado River. That's what dug this whole canyon.
Well, just think of it. Thousands of years of constantly running water did all that.
Wow. No wonder you don't like us to leave the water faucets dripping.
And the guidebook says it's 218 miles long, it's 18 miles across at its widest point, and it's over a mile deep.
Deep. How could they measure it? Easy. Just grab a tape measure and jump. I wish we didn't have to sleep at the campground. I'd kind of like to sleep right here on the rim.
Well, that sounds very nice, but I wouldn't want to wake up on the wrong side of the bed.
Come on, everybody. There's a lot more to see. And remember now, let's all stay together. Grand Canyon is a mighty big place.
Okay.
Come on.
Here.
Help you, Alice?
I can manage, thank you.
Come on.
Boy, that's a real old-looking railroad station. That must have been built in the 1800s.
Probably 1870.
1881. That's from the guidebook. I was not a passenger.
Hey, come on, everybody. Here's another great view of the canyon.
Oh,
it's beautiful.
I'm going to take a group picture. Everybody line up against the wall.
Okay, Daddy, take that.
Take that, Mom.
Get together.
Hey, yeah. Come on, make some
room. Alice, look this way. Smile. Got it.
Of course they are. They're Hopi Indians.
Isn't the dancing exciting?
Yeah, it's real mysterious, too.
Oh, it's not so mysterious. I'd dance like that, too. If I was barefoot on a hot rock.
What are they dancing for?
The rain dance, Bob. Long time ago, that's how they used to pray for rain.
Do you think this rain dance stuff really works?
Nah, they just do it for the tourists.
Look at that sunrise.
Gorgeous. Oh, and did I sleep last night?
Me too. Isn't the air beautiful?
I bet our lungs are wondering what happened to all the smog.
Well, let's get going. We're going to the bottom of the canyon this morning.
Yay!
Oh, that's great. I didn't know you could drive down there.
You can't, Alice. We're going down on mules.
Mules?
What's the matter, Alice? You afraid of mules?
Oh, no, I'm not afraid of them. I'm allergic to them.
Oh.
Well, at least part of me is.
Come on.
Okay, now.
All right, everybody, remember, you do exactly what the mule skinner says.
I'll do what the mule skinner says, if you will. Is that a deal? I'm the boss. Okay? Easy. Just... wait a minute. Now... Hey, where did everybody go?
Set now?
Yeah. Well, listen, we better go and set up the cooking gear for Alice now, okay?
Aren't the girls gonna do any work?
Peter, after dinner, when it's time to do the dishes, we men are gonna get even.
Yeah, I'll make sure they don't forget it. Come on, Pete, the sooner we finish, the sooner we can go exploring.
Want some?
No, thanks.
Oh, wait a minute.
Now, listen, I've already reminded the rest of the kids. This isn't a playground down here, you know. It's a wilderness that could be dangerous.
So you stay inside a camp, don't go wandering off, all right?
We will, Dad. Come on, Pete.
Remember...
That's two. That's three. And that's it.
Mrs. Brady, we're wall-to-wall sleeping bags in here now.
Well, you all squared away?
Well, we've taken care of the girls, and the boys are going to sleep outdoors.
Yeah?
Well, what do you think of Yatahay Flats?
Yatahoo?
Yatahay. Indian word. Means hello or welcome.
Oh, that's good to know. It'll come in handy if I happen to bump into Tonto.
Well, what do you think?
Well, I can't think of any place else I'd rather be.
You can't, huh? Well, it's all yours for the next 3 days. That's when the mule skinner comes back with the mules to take us back up.
3 days, huh?
Now, Alice, you didn't really mind that mule ride, did you?
Oh, no, Mrs. Brady, didn't bother me at all. In fact, just toward the end there, I was really beginning to hit my stride. I better start getting dinner ready.
Poor Atlas. I'll give her a hand with dinner.
Okay. Poor Alice, poor Carol.
What you looking for?
A dinosaur fossil.
What's a dinosaur fossil?
It's a real old animal. It's real big, and it's as hard as rock.
Bet they make rotten pets.
They're not alive anymore. They're just bones.
Come on.
on, Cindy.
Hi.
Gee, an Indian boy.
Come on, let's follow him.
Find him anyway. I looked, I yelled for him, and there's no answer.
Didn't I tell you kids not to wander away from camp?
Where do you suppose they could be?
Oh, honey, I don't know. Well, why don't we divide up into groups and we'll go look for them. Greg, you and Jan go with your mom. Peter, you and Marcia come with me. Alice will be here in case they come back on their own, okay? Remember, you stay with your groups, right?
Okay.
Come on.
Okay.
Mike, it's going to be getting dark soon.
Don't worry, honey. We'll find him. Come on.
Wow, he just disappeared.
Maybe we better go back now. It's getting dark.
Yeah.
Don't you know the way back?
Sure I do. Didn't we come that way?
Maybe it was that way. I guess I don't know.
Bobby! Cindy!
Like they just disappeared.
Maybe your mom's found them. Bobby! Cindy!
You want to chase after that Indian boy.
How was I supposed to know he'd get lost?
Don't worry, Cindy. Things are beginning to look familiar. Our camp is that way.
We already went that way.
Well, maybe it's this way. Come on.
Bobby!
Bobby! Cindy!
What is it, Dad?
Well, I'm a little worried about the time.
It'll be night soon, won't it? If it gets any darker, we'll never find them.
All right, easy, kids. Come on, let's keep looking.
Bobby! Cindy!
Oh, please, kids, answer. Please answer.
Bobby! Cindy!
I hope they didn't fall off a cliff or something.
They couldn't have fallen off a cliff. We're at the bottom of the canyon.
Well, if we don't find them soon, they'll freeze out here.
Oh, Peter, nobody's gonna freeze out here. It doesn't get that cold. Besides, we're gonna find them anyway. Now, let's keep on looking and think positively.
Right, Dad. I hope they didn't run into a mountain lion.
Come on, come on.
Don't cry, Cindy. We'll get out of here.
Maybe there are wild animals around here.
Maybe there aren't.
Miss part 3 of the exciting Brady Bunch Grand Canyon adventure next week at this same time.
Mm-hmm.